Untouchable, untouchable.
I'm feeling.
Let's go.
Need to let it go.
You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion.
Kubas Visa had a health scare just the other day. Heart attack. Ekedi. Problema medi. Medi urologie.
Yeah.
So there's a variety of problems.
Yeah.
Ons is ouer, ons kan nie meer doen wat ons wil doen nie. En ek is maar soos Kobus, jy weet, ons gaan maar, ons werk maar, just go on. As if nothing's wrong, and eventually the machine will break down. Douglas, it'll be a nice idea if we bring our chief motivator, Warrior Rick,
yeah,
on the show. Hello, Rick.
Hello there, Soldier Rion. How is everything there in Johannesburg?
We are doing just fine, sir. Listen, Rick, you know the gentleman that's online with you is a Springbok World Cup legend, is a South African legend,
mm-hmm.
And he's had a health scare the other day, had a bit of a heart attack, not a bit of a heart attack, he had a heart attack, and I was talking to him earlier, and he's on the line right now, and it doesn't sound like Kobus Visa wants to change too many things, né, Kobus?
Yeah, I think so, for sure.
he's sort of happy with the way things are going at the moment. He doesn't really want to cut back too much on anything. And it's the same with me, especially when it comes to work, Nick Webbers. We keep on working.
Yeah. I think it's part of any decent person's fiber, you know, to make a contribution and do something. I think more important, also do something that you love like you've been doing. You love what you do. That's why you're good at what you do, and the people with you. And I'm the same. I love people. I love to work with people, be around people, and that's why I'm in the hospitality trade, the coffee trade, television trade. I enjoy people, and I don't want to do anything else.
Yeah. So Rick, Kobus got a whole range, well, a whole chain of coffee shops. You know, we can imagine how that keeps him busy, except for his work as a commentator. So he cannot and doesn't want to slow down. The same with me. What the hell do we do, sir? We're listening to you.
The first thing is that you need to consider, Kobus and Rion, the fact that intensity is not what's going to get you your success. You know this in rugby. You know this in the coffee trade. You know this in the work that you do, Rion, there as a presenter in Jacaranda, that it's consistency that is going to win over intensity. So every time you think about how much you can do in a day, rather think about how many days you can do it. So when I consider the opportunity to have longevity, we hear this so often that your health is the most important. The reason we say your health is the most important is because we need you. We need Rion on radio. We need Kobus making us coffee. You are valuable. And it is only when it is your time. It's not your call, by the way. But when it is your time, you'll go. But you've got to do the things that are necessary on a consistent basis for longevity, not just for yourself. It's not a selfish reason. It's for us. You're actually doing it to give back to society your gift. And whatever your gift is, and we know clearly what yours is, Kobus, and what yours is, Rion. That's why we're on the radio right now. Is that you need to recognize that you are needed, not for a day, not for a week, but a few decades to come. I said it, a few decades to come. So consider consistency versus intensity. And the thing about giving up stuff, instead of having to look at what you need to give up, maybe you need to consider more what you need to be doing. So it doesn't mean you need to work more or work harder. Maybe there's things you can do, like reading up on the trade, like trying different things, like taking a holiday that can be part of what you should be doing instead of worrying yourself with what you shouldn't be doing. So I agree with you, Kobus. There's a lot that you don't want to give up. That's fair. But fill in your time, your day, fill in your schedule with things that you want to do and let the stress and the rigorousness of your job fade to the back. And perhaps delegate that work to a newbie who needs to come up and that can carry the torch. So consistency over intensity, and replace I can't to what I get to do, And what you get to do is to fill in the gaps with what you're supposed to be doing, as opposed to depriving yourself of the good life.
Kobus, ek gaan laat jy eerste antwoord.
Rick, you haven't been talking to my wife lately.
Kobus, you haven't given me the pleasure to meet her, my friend. We haven't gotten to that step yet.
My buddy, let me tell you, and I've said this to Rihanna before, there's one person that's made me a better person. That's my wife. Thank God for that. But what right you on. Say makes absolutely sense. I mean, it's to hear this again, and maybe, you know, Rihanna and myself should, you know, we must take this advice. It's my wife used to say, you know, I used to have this, I said it's not a bad habit. She said it's a bad habit. Try and do everything myself, because unfortunately, sometimes or most of the times, there's not a lot of people one can trust in life, you know, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And I want to trust people, but people let you down. So you tend to sort of say, I'll rather do it myself than I know it's been done properly and so Amen. Forth. Not that I'm perfect, not at all. I mean, on the contrary. But maybe, like you say, delegate more and more over more days, put in quality work than rather try and do it one day. So what you're saying is actually making a hell of a lot of sense. Mm.
I agree 100% with what Kwebe said. 100%. This is the thing. I've got the same problem. Who do you trust to give this work to, Rick? That's a massive problem for me as well.
The only way the two of you got to the level you are today is because you tried and you failed and you tried and you failed. You got a little success and then you tried and failed some more. It's your opportunity to trust someone you love, not that you like. Not a family member necessarily, not even a best friend, but love is understanding. You need to know who that person is, and you need to know them deeply to the point where you can trust them like your wife, Corbus. You got to get to the point where you say, look, I am trusting you with the till. I am trusting you with the microphone. I am trusting you to deliver on this espresso coffee according to the way that we've worked on this. And I'm not going to be here for you physically, but I will provide a safety net. So we hold people in a safe and secure space. So we say, go for it, make it happen. But they also have to understand that failure is part of the process. And even if they don't know it, you need to know it. Because when that trying and failing is happening, you need to celebrate the graduation. And we graduate every day, even in our trying and even in our failings. Trust issues is where we don't grow our business. Trust issues is where we don't grow our relationships. So, gentlemen, you both need to look inward and recognize where you came from and how you got to where you got to, who helped you along the way, and what got you to where you are was someone trusting you. It's now your turn and your time to trust someone else that you love.
Yes. Kobus?
Yeah, on. Brilliant. I mean, it's very true. I mean, I cannot deny that. It actually makes sense what you're saying.
Now, how about the, you know, I mean, we live well, you know, we eat well. We don't want to really give it up, right?
Well, that's part of the problem with you guys. You've got too much time to be thinking about food. You need to stop eating breakfast at breakfast time and eating lunch at lunchtime and eating dinner at dinner time. You need to eat when you're hungry. Corbus knows what I'm talking about. When you get out there on the gridiron and you pushing weights and you're running up and down, that's when you're hungry. So physical hunger is when the food tastes good. Psychological hunger, afterwards, you have regrets. You're like, man, why did I eat the whole apple pie? It's because of the fact that you were bored or you were filling time and filling space. Get out there, go for a walk. Nobody's asking you to run. You guys don't have to run. You've done that. You don't have to go lift weights. That's not important. Just do some push-ups or do whatever is going to get you exhilarated to get that hunger. You want to get hungry again, guys, and that hunger needs to be a physical hunger and not a psychological hunger. And get this, when you eat because you're physically hungry, you eat better. You'll find that the things that you eat that fuel your body are the things that you want, before and after movement. Forget about exercise. Throw that word out of your vocabulary. Throw gym out of your vocabulary. Start thinking about movement, how you can move with your pets, your friends, how you can walk to places that you otherwise would take the car. Start moving. Get out of the chair and start realizing that you need that food, the right food, to fuel your body to move and to recover.
So, Rick, just from my side, I can't speak on behalf of Kobus, but thanks for the pep talk. I must say, I'm getting a reality check here. Kobus?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think one needs to, and I don't want to say pride, but wants to just you know, as you say, give people more a responsibility, and they must take the accountability for that and allow them to even make mistakes, because we all make mistakes. I mean, it's not about how you stumble and fall, it's how about you, how you get up and carry on. And one must, I think, allow other people to do that as well, because that's part of life.
Yeah, we just have to do it, Quibus. Yes.
Absolutely.
Difficult.
Can I tell you what the two of you need to consider?
Uh-huh.
Is that you just some old school boys who want to behave the same way you did when you were teenagers. You need to start looking at how you take the time to enjoy life by just sitting in it. You don't have to go eat a steak. You don't even have to travel. You can do it right where you are. Give thanks for what you have. Stop worrying about what you don't have. And also say no thank you. Be ready to say no thank you. I've already eaten. No thank you. I've already gone on holiday. No thank you. I've got to actually rest before I go back to work. Try it. See if you can't get that consistency going, and see if you can't start eating to fuel your body instead of eating because you're bored. Make sure you find that person that you trust and love to help you in your business and in the work that you do. And then find that time for yourself, man. You guys have done wonderful things. Now just celebrate it in gratitude and make sure that you take time for yourself. Look, you're not done yet, Quibus. You're not done, Rian. You've got a whole life ahead of you. We need you. And know that in love and in that bromance that we're having on the line right now, we are going to win. Because guess what? I'm in the same boat. I ain't moving like I used to. Don't have the same sort of ability to do what I would want to do, but I'm grateful for what I can do. I don't worry about what I can't do. And I'd love to do it with you guys for a long time to come.
Rick, listen, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Quibus, my friend, I'm glad you're still with us. Ek en jy moet maar, ons het huiswerk om te doen. Yes.
For sure. And Rick, thanks. And Rian, you guys as well. Bye, donkey.
Let's go.
Just the Drive Sarcastic comments you make.
Says it like it is.
The Scenic Drive with Rian. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.